now 2020, a brand new year. Resolutions have been made, and resolutions have been broken. My big one, do not dwell on politics, was made before Christmas when a bunch of us friends went out to the coast to escape not only the tinsel and mall muzak, but the endless news cycle of impeachment hearings, candidate speeches, Trump tweets, and all the rest. Instead, we listened to the sound of the surf on the Pacific Ocean, the same surf that has curled and broken on the same beach since time immemorial. And these things too shall pass, saith the sage, probably about politics. But here it is, week one about over in a new decade, fires raging in Australia, impeachment battles still being fought, elections still up for grabs, and now this Iranian general blown to smithereens by a drone missile strike. Our warrior president threatens to blow up, count 'em, 52 iconic cultural sites in Persia if they dare strike back. War crimes be damned. You can ignore the news, but apparently it won't disappear. I guess I'm already looking forward to 2021. Maybe pull the covers over my head and hibernate for a year, see if things have gotten better when Rip Van Skeeter gets out of bed. Somehow, though, I suspect they will have gotten significantly worse. I feel like a burger in 1930s Germany, hoping my Führer isn't really as insane and power-mad as he seems. My Jewish neighbors are disappearing, but hey, more rental opportunities. And the trains are running on time. What's not to like? And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast, the day the music died. And they were singing, "Bye, bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Well, I know it's a day short and a week late, but maybe I need a new resolution. Just what it might be, I really haven't got a clue. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. Maybe it's worth a try.